Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Hey guys, I just got my new shipment of Le Tote clothes, which is, you pick them online. This is the most amazing thing in the world. You go to their website, Le Tote's website, and you pick out all the clothes that you like, and then they send them to you every month. When you're done wearing them, done trying them, you send them back. There's, you know, no commitment, so you can try new cool stuff and that you wouldn't want to necessarily put a huge investment in. Don't worry about my husband making food in the background as I talk about my amazing... Do you think I look better since I've been doing Le Tote? Like, you say to me, why are you all dressed up all the time? Which I'm really not. I'm a very casual. But they have, like, all different levels of clothing. If you need something for dressy, you can do it. And you don't have to feel that pressure from a sales clerk. You know, sometimes I just buy things because I feel dumb saying no. So it's fantastic. It's a subscription situation, $39 a month. And then you just get, you know, I think it's... $700 worth of clothing from designer brands like BCBG, Max Azaria, Max Azaria, Nike, Rebecca Minkoff, and more all month long. And they have maternity totes too. So if you're expecting, that's great because then you don't have to buy all this maternity stuff that you're never going to wear again.
Until the next time you get preggers.
So do this. It's amazing. It'll save you money. You'll feel great and you won't have to go to the mall, which is the worst thing in the world. So go to letote.com. That's letote.com to get started for as low as $39 a month. Enter the promo code VOSS, V-O-S, at the checkout to get 50% off your first month. You're going to love it. It's really amazing. Once you sign up, you'll receive your completely customized tote within days. Wear what you want, return everything in the mail when you're done, and repeat all month long. Again, that's letote.com. Enter your code VOS and feel fabulous with fashion that's delivered right to your door.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true.
Testing 1, 2, testing, test your mic.
Testing.
Okay, we're ready to go. We are back on the microphones. We're back on the mic.
Put in a big wad of gum right before we sat down to do our best podcast ever. Good.
This is the best one we're going to do ever. Our best one, because we're back on the computer, folks. We're back on the computer. That's where we are.
We got our microphones in front of us, finally.
Do you know what I should do? I should have the Tascam as a backup, just in case. Keep that between us. I always have that as a backup. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead. Go do it.
Nah.
Mm-hmm.
Want me to do it? Will you talk for a minute? What? Nah.
Well, first of all, didn't it have problems when it was around other electronics? Or just phones?
Yes. I think phones. I don't know about other electronics. I don't know what goes on in a Tascam's life. But we're already at 1:09 and we've said nothing. All right, let's get going. Here's the deal. No, I'm not lying. I've talked to Bobby. I talked to Rob, who runs the...
Can you do that first?
I've talked to people that have run this podcast network. We don't have that many people behind the wall. It's... We have a lot of listeners. We have a lot of listeners. It's a stupid $1.99 a month to help support. We don't ask for money. We don't do any of that crap. You
think
know,
of
those...
it as our Patreon. Just fucking pay the money.
$1.99 a month.
You don't have to go back there.
There's a bunch of CDs.
It's a little bit, it might be too wild for you.
Well, I'm going to start putting news. Here's
so you
what
just
I can
pay the money and not go in, but you can tell people, yeah, I'm a good person.
Well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to start doing. I have 4 CDs back there. We have some other content. Oh, we have all of our live shows that we've done. You know, all the My Way, you know, the Would You Bang Them, the My Wife Hates Me with celebrity counselors. There's a lot of those back there. So I'm going to start doing a series, I think, of when I travel. I'll take my recorder and do one-on-one interviews.
What's the record? Oh.
My Tascam. Yeah, and do some one-on-ones, maybe with a comic, you know, 15-minute one-on-one.
You know what you should do? You should make random strangers interview you. You know? Like, make the club owner interview you. Like, you're always the guest. That's never been done before. True TV, are you listening? I think you are.
What is the new thing for True? How is it?
I'm just thinking of it now. It's just coming to me as we speak. But you're the guest. You're the perennial guest. You're always the guest. But the person who interviews you is always changing.
Someone on the street.
Could be a club owner. Maybe it's a celebrity. But the person, now I'm opening it up a bit. But however True TV wants it. But I think then who's a famous person that comes to your show on the road or something sometimes?
On the road?
Yeah, you've always been like, so-and-so was there.
Well, Maria Bamford was at one of my shows.
Okay, so you get Maria Bamford.
Brian Regan.
Brian Regan, do you mind taking 5 minutes and interviewing me?
Well, that can't be a TV show. It's got to be longer than that. I mean, it's got to be a better idea for True TV. And I gotta
look at True TV's already got 15 people working on the whole thing. You're just doing a proof of concept for Behind the Wall.
Okay, can I give my True TV pitch?
Go ahead. For those of you who don't know, True TV listens to our podcast. We found that out.
Or we might have
complained about something about them, and
but they work perfect now. I got them working.
They gave us drones that didn't work, and now we have drones that work. Amazing.
Yeah, but we only have one.
They fixed the problem, like. I wish everything was like that, where you just complained a little bit on a podcast and boom. Problem solved.
Well, True TV is a problem solver network.
Allie is starting up again.
Right. Do you think True TV could start? You think True TV could start? Could fix the problem with our dog pissing
Somebody
all
just
over?
Walks in right now, shoots her. Walks out.
Okay, here's my show. Do you want me to pitch this for True TV? You want me to?
I got to do something with
Allie. I can't do it without you here. I'll do some plugs. This weekend, Friday and Saturday, I'm in Burlington, Vermont at the Vermont Comedy Club. I did a radio interview today with the guy. It's tough when you do phoners.
Get out of here.
The guy tried really nice. He's a big fan of our podcast. And
what do I do?
What about the dog? Just pick her up and then she won't growl.
Every time I go near, she runs away.
Well, she's a stupid dog.
Yeah,
She growls.
See? Go
for look at. Can you lock her in your car?
Oh my
God. She's too hot.
You're horrible.
I'm only kidding. She's a Yorkie. Do you know I saw online?
Did you just tell me what kind of dog it is? Like, did you think I didn't know what kind of dog we had this whole time?
It's a Yorkie.
I've been looking it up. Why didn't you tell me earlier? I just keep like looking up different dogs and
so
to match it.
Can you grab me a Diet Coke, please? Like you have a little one since you're right there. While I'm going to pitch my show to True TV.
Go ahead. Nobody's stopping you from pitching a goddamn motherfucker.
Well, here's my idea. Well, it's not only my idea.
What you call it? The goddamn motherfucking show.
No, I'm going to call it. This is not really my idea, but it was given to me. It's given to me.
It was given to you.
Yes, they're trying to sell it for me. The Ray Wagner.
Pitch.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
And it's so easy to do because you don't need cameras or anything. You take live. You take. I'm trying to pitch
Sorry,
to True TV.
Dog.
I'm trying to pitch to Truth TV, and I even if Comedy Central's listening to this,
you they can, don't. I don't think so. You got to test it. We've got to complain.
About Comedy Central?
Something. Remember that bag you gave me 2 years ago?
So you could take from audio clips, from CDs, whatever. You take a five-minute bit of a comic, and it's three comics, a half-an-hour show, three or four comics, but it's animated. They're doing their stand-up animated. Mm-hmm. So it's like a Dr. Katz only with stand-up. Right. Mm-hmm. But it's more than just a comic. You know, if you're talking to somebody in the audience member might
did not help
get up. The audience member. What I'm saying is I have a clip of it. So if you want to see it, believe me, you'll like it. I'll send you the clip. True TV. Tell me where to send it. This is the idea. It's one of my bits and it's animated. It's great. I don't, you know, we can even get the animators. We can get the animators. And this dog, stop it. I'm trying to sell a TV show. Do you understand? Now.
Well, are we going to have to put her name in the title somewhere?
Hold her
She's
in your lap.
She literally, like, gets more airtime.
Hold her in your lap.
I want to, but she wants to play. So she's.
Well, just pet her tummy. That calms her down. You pet her tummy. You better tell me. Now, I have to discuss this. I heard, now I don't know if it's true. It could be rumor.
I didn't even pay attention to the pitch.
It's the animated comedy series.
Oh, okay, right.
Or you could do one clip, one comic between shows. It doesn't have to be a whole, it could be a half an hour show.
Right.
You know,
it's animated.
Animated. The host. I'll even.
But what
host
is it?
What's
animated? The guy just like walks out on stage like a cartoon guy, or it's like whatever he's talking about is animated.
What the guy like the one I have of me? I'm talking about the bit I talk about bucket list.
Uh huh.
So I'm on stage. I'm doing the bit. Some guy in the audience pretend. You know, he pops up and. He's the bucket list guy.
Oh.
And it goes, you know, and it's me doing
but
the bit.
But it's still on stage. You don't ever leave the stage.
No.
Even though it's fanciful.
Yes, whatever that means, yes.
I mean.
It's very fancy.
No, fanciful.
It's full of fanciness, fanciful, yes.
It's,
So.
Whatever. You don't leave the studio.
What studio? What are you talking about?
As a comedian, I'm saying, like, the animated guy doesn't start walking down. If you're, like, doing a bit where you're, like, the other day I'm walking down the street.
Well, you could do that. You could have the people, like, say, I'm talking about, let's just use something hacky, airplanes. Then you cut to the guys on the airplane, too, you know.
Oh, so you do act. I mean, that was a show.
No.
Yeah.
What?
I love that you just said no.
With comedy?
Yeah, where they animated the stand-up, but the stand-up... And then there's been other shows where they try to act out the stand-up. It's a.
Where's the
it's
one
not
you're talking
a
about?
New, it's not necessarily a new concept.
Well, mine is.
I mean, there's. I'm sure yours is a different take, a new spin.
Yes. Hosted by whoever you want to host. I'll host it, or you get whoever you want to host it. Maybe somebody.
Well, why do you need a host?
Because the host will come out and introduce the next act, instead of just going from act to act. It's like a show with a host and three comics. Like, say it's like Evening at the Improv, right. Only, but you take their clips. You know, all you got to do is take from a CD one of their bits, animate right. it, you know, and I do a voiceover as the host or whoever the host is. And now,
what
our
would
next
the voiceover
act,
say?
And just now, who's... our next act, you'd intro them, and then it,
why couldn't you just put their name?
Because it just goes from act to act, and it doesn't have structure. Doesn't seem like a show. Mm-hmm. You need a host.
Okay, I mean, I guess it's anime, so you can do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, you're saying stick to the format of an actual TV show that
no,
does
of an actual comedy show. Of
yes,
stand-up.
Like a televised yeah. stand-up comedy show.
But then you're adding so many different things, aspects to the animation.
Right, you're being like, you're taking liberties with it, you know.
Yes.
But only with, I mean, that's the thing, only within the comedy club. You don't leave yeah. the comedy club. Because Comedy Central
well, no, you
used
can't.
To do one. Well, you now you're getting into a different territory.
What did Comedy Central
do? If it's
do?
Just acted out stand-up. It's not like, they didn't care if you thought they were in a comedy club or not. It was just somebody's stand-up being like a voiceover or whatever. Say the guy is like...
When, no, but this
the other
is,
day I was walking down the street. They show them the other day I was walking down the street. And he's walking down the street, and then these two people came up, and then that sort of acted out.
Who you know did that?
Mean? Comedy Central I'm did. Not,
are you sure?
Yes, it was, I can't. I got. I'm. The name is on the tip of my tongue, and I can't remember it.
So is come. Get it?
Oh, folks, always that. People ask me, what's it like being married to a comedian? Well, that's some of the golden nuggets I get to experience every day.
I shouldn't have said that. It was dirty and inappropriate.
That's fine. I don't
well,
mind.
I don't know. I'll send them my animation. So you email me where to send it to you guys over at True. Email it to us. You know, the pilot that they didn't pick up, what one was, did we do for them?
That reality show thingy?
Yeah.
That heavy, air quotes, reality show?
It's getting heat. Other people want it.
Okay. Didn't know that.
Yep.
Oh, good.
Other people want it. So,
can we sell it to someone else? Doesn't True TV own it?
No, they don't own our lives.
Well.
They don't own our lives.
They can for a price.
Yes. Give us a show. You know, we don't even have to. We could be the runners. That's all. Creators and producers. Well,
what's going on in your life, Rich?
But here's the other
thing.
What's
happening with you? Everything good?
Let me tell you this.
Anything coming up we need to know about?
Well, you know what I'm not happy about, what I heard.
What?
And I don't know if it's just rumor or internet crap, but who I consider a friend and one of the best podcasters going, Mr. Rogan.
Yeah.
So we're like the fourth funniest couple.
He said we are?
Yeah, I think he put three couples in front of us.
Well, I mean, listen, that's...
Come on.
I mean, I don't even get mad about it because it's so obviously beyond ridiculous.
There isn't... Even though Tom and Christina, even though Tom makes a fortune, sells out...
Look, he's
and
just
a
friends
nice guy.
With them. Lots yes. of times I say my friends are funnier than they really are.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You can't put out that kind of false
Why
info.
Why is he doing lists of comedy couples?
I don't know.
Anyway?
Who knows if it's true, though, because it came to me on a tweet. So, you know, these people that tweet.
Didn't they send you the clip? I mean, where's he talking about this?
Well,
oh, my God.
On his podcast.
Alert. Anyone who wants
I
to send
said,
Rich
I don't
fake news.
I didn't say it was
he
true.
He won't do any research at all.
I didn't
He'll
say it was
true.
He'll
just walk around thinking, you know, it's probably true.
I didn't say it was
you
true.
You now passed on untruths about yourself.
No, are you fucking stupid? I didn't say it was true.
Light.
I said it cannot be true. It just said
no,
what
you,
I heard.
You said that it's true that he said it.
No, I said this
Whether
is what
the
they
actual,
said.
That's obviously it's not a fact.
That's what they said. Are you losing your hair? Why does your forehead look so big?
Yes, I'm losing my hair. Thanks for bringing it up on the podcast, Rich. There you go. Now people can start tweeting about how... I'm losing my hair. receding hair, old. Pretty soon, I'm just going to have those clown things on the side of my head.
I didn't say he did. I said that's what they wrote. But anyhow, I can't name three.
I know, but you don't understand what I'm saying.
I don't know.
Somebody tweeted you.
They
didn't
say what podcast. They didn't say which one. Am I going to go through every Joe Rogan podcast?
I know, but why are you even thinking about it or paying attention to it then? I fucking know the guy who sent that to you, and he just sends bullshit all day long.
How do you know?
If it's the guy I'm thinking of, he's just, all he does is he's just trying to look for, he lives his life for a fucking like, favorite. Rich Voss favorite of me. Rich Voss is mad at me. I mean, I'm sure it's just garbage.
Oh,
I've
so
thought about meeting that guy
it.
So many times.
Maybe he didn't say it then.
I'm sure it's the same guy that sent you the erroneous Amy Schumer thing.
No, that guy's, what do they call your little picture on Twitter? What do they call
your
that?
Your avatar?
Is that what it's called, an avatar?
I like how your first instinct was to go, no, you're wrong. And then you remembered, and this is a breakthrough, everybody. You don't even realize how much of a breakthrough this is. Rich just realized, I'm always wrong. So maybe I shouldn't laugh at her just yet.
No, it's an avatar.
Yes.
Then why was the movie called Avatar and they were about fucking aliens?
Okay, were they those people or were they like in a thing?
In what thing?
In a virtual reality.
Well, no, they were like, I don't know.
Oh, God.
Like, I don't
it's
remember
too
the
much
movie.
Explaining.
I don't remember the movie.
It's called A Little Picture. Everyone just calls it Little Picture. What do you want to say about Little Picture?
It's an avatar. I don't like Little Picture.
What do you want to say?
Well, the guys.
Your profile pic? How about that? Say profile pic.
I like Avatar.
Say what? What's your profile pic?
I like Avatar.
What's the guy's profile pic?
Well, the one that sent me the bullshit, Amy, whatever,
is
a black guy with an afro.
Oh, I don't know if I've ever noted that.
Yeah. So.
I've never clicked on it.
No, you could see it when it comes up.
Well, I guess on my phone I can't see it that well. I'm pretty sure I know the guy you're talking about.
I don't know. So they're probably lying.
Isn't that the same garbage producer?
What do you mean?
Like he just sends garbage all day long.
I don't know what these people do on fucking that dumb Twitter. But why is everybody on Instagram? If you could only send a picture or something. Like why is that so big?
Because it seems perfect for you. No spelling. You just take pictures of yourself. It's like.
But how do you promote yourself on Instagram?
Make a sign. Make a video. Hey guys, guess what? And you can also write. I mean,
are you on Instagram?
I have an Instagram account that I use once a year, I would say. I don't care. Something nauseating about it to me. I mean, Twitter's bad enough, but at least on Twitter there seems to be some, I don't know.
So Instagram, they say, is more famous than Twitter, is it?
Yes.
It is?
I mean, who says more famous than
or more
in terms
more
of
hip
social media?
Huh? Yeah.
It's a popular social.
It's
media.
More popular than Twitter.
I don't know.
You know, you just got to go by what's her name does the most. Who's that singer that...
Katy Perry?
Yeah. You go by what she does the most, and that's probably the most famous. Or the most popular. I do what Katy Perry does.
Well, no, you don't, because you're not... You don't even have a fucking Instagram account. Why don't you do Snapchat? That's very...
What? I never heard of it.
Are you kidding me?
What the fuck is Snapchat?
How could you have not heard of Snapchat? Are you fucking
kidding me? I might have heard of it. I never paid attention.
Oh, my God.
I might have heard of it.
Heard of it?
I've never...
How could the first thing out of your mouth was someone says Snapchat? I never heard of it.
Well, I mean... I don't pay attention to it. What is it?
No, I'm sure you don't pay attention to it, but how could you not? Have you ever heard the word hashtag?
Yeah, that's the
pound sign.
Yeah, but I've heard of Snap. What's it called? Snapchat?
Mm-hmm.
What is that? How do you do that?
I'm not. I don't belong. I don't subscribe.
Well, Well, what is it? You take
a
picture and chat.
Social media.
Is it as big as what was the other one I was talking about? Instagram.
I don't know. Probably.
What's more popular? What does Katy Perry do more?
I don't know.
Snapchat, Instagram, or Twitter?
I don't know.
Who has the most followers on the net?
I don't know.
Kevin Hart?
I recuse myself from this line of questioning. I don't know.
All right. So, I take it back. But I guarantee we're not the fourth funniest couple in anybody's fucking world. What would you say we are? One or
I
two?
I would say that I honestly don't want to be in a competition.
But if we
with
were
other comedy, the whole thing is nauseating. That there's even more than one.
Yeah,
it's
who
a
are
thing,
they all?
Like we're now some kind of. It's like you can't get away from being a cliche. You know, in your life, you just are. You just look down, and you go, oh, I'm a cliche. At some point, you know what I mean? Like if you're driving around LA in a nice car and drinking bottled water, like you're a cliche. If you're like, you know, I look down on myself all the time in New Jersey driving my little Kia and
Sportage. It's a 4x4.
You just are. You're just everyone.
Not me.
And now comedy couple, that's become a fucking
no.
cottage industry. God damn it.
No, there's not that many. I don't even know of any besides us and Tom Cotter. Tom Cotter, Carrie Louise.
They're probably pissed. They've been doing it longer than anybody.
No, they haven't. Oh, been married longer than anybody, yeah. I think you said doing comedy longer than anybody.
You forgot what we were talking about?
Well, you should have said they've been married longer.
No, been being a comedy couple longer than anyone.
All right, be a little more explanatory. You think everybody just knows what you're talking about half the time? They don't. Just because do you think you're smarter than everybody? Everybody's not with you.
I don't think
you.
I'm smarter than everybody,
Oh,
honestly.
You do. I've no. had conversations with, I didn't want to tell you people this, but sometimes Bonnie will go, man, this world is so dumb. It's so hard to live in it being smarter than everybody.
Oh, my God. I've never said that in my life.
Are you kidding? Come on. Tell the truth for once.
I'm tired of being the smartest person on this podcast. That's all. That's the only
You're not smarter than
to.
Me in certain
Here
things.
Here we go. But I don't get how you couldn't possibly be like... Like, you never cave into it, do you? You always
what?
Fight back. I mean, you've been shown over and over and over again that you're wrong or you're saying words incorrectly or you've got some concept wrong or you don't know things. Even just this podcast, we could go back and there's four or five things that you just blatantly had no clue about. And yet you'll still be like, I'm smarter than you. Like, you're never like, it might seem that way. Or I know sometimes I get, like, there's no caveats. It's just straight to, like,
no what?
I am the greatest.
No caveats?
Caveats. Never mind.
Oh, God. See, that's the only reason, it's the only thing that you have over on me is maybe vocabulary, maybe a little knowledge about, you know, stuff you read in books and, you know, television or fashion. But when it comes to
so pop culture, you're saying?
Pop culture, maybe.
I know more from books.
I know more.
Pop culture.
I know more about foreign. Oh, here comes the other. First of all, who were two boys walking you home? Who are those boys? Who?
Take Ellie upstairs and do your homework.
Raina, come here for a second. Whatever. I don't want to get into this.
No. I'm not expecting. I mean, remember the other night? You were like, all the way till Raina goes upstairs.
Raina.
Who?
What? What are they doing?
Some
what?
Drama going on. I don't know what it is.
What's going on? Stop it, Raina. What are you putting the chair by the door for?
Because there's boys and stuff. They're pranking her.
Why are they pranking her?
I don't know.
Tell them they're trying to flirt with my daughter. What are they doing? What do you mean don't let her? No one's coming in our house. Why did she run up in her room and close her door?
I
tell them to go home. Get rid of those kids. God. Little kids. Uh-oh, there's kid drama. Oh, wait, here comes Raina. Wait, tell, here, kid drama. There's major drama going on. with Raina's friend. Raina's very popular in the neighborhood. So this girl said, Raina's mad at me. And what happened? Come tell the podcast, because Raina's the most popular kid in the neighborhood, right?
I don't know. Uh-huh. One time I asked Raina if she was popular, and she goes, we don't really do that yet. So maybe fifth grade.
I think her and the other kid, what's her name, Rebecca?
Addison. Listen, yeah. It's that they were going to start a slime shop. I have no idea the actual, because the way that kids tell stuff. They were going to start a slime shop, but then she was just going to sell her slime, and then Raina got mad at her, and then she told her mom, and then her mom had a talk with Raina.
What
Which
kind of
means
talk?
Now I probably have a text upstairs that I have to
What
do
are you with. Talking about? Like,
I don't really know what happened. I mean, it's hard to understand. Slime is just like the most.
Does every kid make slime, or just our dumb
kid? Just everywhere you go, it's like a slime factory going.
No,
they're just every day. It's like, can you get more glue? We need more glue.
What do? They throw it out.
I don't know. They make it, and then they said they were going to start a slime shop, which I thought they were joking the other night when they were over here making slime. But then Raina went over to her place today, and I guess they really think they're going to start a slime shop.
Well, where are they going to get a space?
Oh, my God. They're going to sell it on Etsy.
On what?
Etsy.
On Etsy. What's Etsy?
See?
Okay, is Etsy?
Wait, let's go back. Well, you were telling us you were the smartest man in the world.
Wait, Etsy?
Tell us about being this. How hard is it being the smartest man in the world?
Wait, Etsy? Why wouldn't they sell it on, like, eBay, or what's the other one?
These are questions, Rich, that I honestly don't entertain because I don't think it's real and I don't have. Like, if she told you we're going to start a shop on Etsy to sell slime, would you, your first line of questioning be like, hey guys, why not eBay? Or listen, I can help
one?
You get a website started. Or
what's the other one they do? You know, people always get murdered on it when they. They don't always get, well, don't say the name because I just said people always get murdered, which they don't, so I can get sued, so it doesn't matter. But
Craigslist. You can say it because people did get murdered from that. That's
but not
thing.
Always.
All right.
That's
sometimes.
Sometimes. But did sometimes someone get murdered once or twice or robbed? Or
What did I just say?
What did you say? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go back to you being the smartest man in the world. Seriously,
I'm not the smartest man in the world.
I'm honestly thinking right now that Tom Segura must be a pretty funny guy.
Why?
To be funnier than you? God.
No, it's different.
Like, do you think is bringing down the average? Me or you?
What are you talking about? The average what? Are they out there arguing?
Yes.
Oh, I got to get Raina on this. She's got to explain this. I got to know. Now, I'm sure he's very funny. I've done radio with him. On a 1 to 10 scale, he's a 10.
What
I'm a 10.
Oh, you're 11.
I'm a 10. You can't compare two 10s.
Oh, so it's between me and Christina. You're saying I've never seen her. But it must be me. You're saying you and he are tied.
Well, no, he's obviously a bigger draw and sells more tickets than me, but that doesn't make somebody funnier.
Right.
And
is he a bigger draw and does he sell more tickets?
Yes. Well, I don't know. I'm not his agent, but I know he's a funny guy. I know he's a nice guy because I've done radio with him twice. What I'm saying is I'm probably... You know, besides all the famous Chappelle's and Louis C.K.'s and Rock's, I'm probably the best comic out there.
I'm going to go shut this down out there.
I'm sorry. No, I'm at another level of comedy than most. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Comics flock in to see me when I'm working.
I know. You're a legend. Is it okay if I now go?
Go get them and bring her in here and straighten out the fight. This weekend I'm in Vermont at... Burlington Friday and Saturday. Next weekend at two nights, Wednesday and Thursday, Uncle Vinny's, and Friday, Saturday at the Stand. Go to richvoss.com. My website for all my dates are up on there. And you have to go behind the wall. Raina, come here. Raina. Raina, come here. You have to slow down. Come here. You got to explain.
She doesn't want to talk about it because she some of her teachers listen.
Not to the podcast.
Yeah.
Don't use names. Don't use names. Then come here.
Don't say names. Just say your neighbor, your friend.
Your friend, without using names. I just want to know what's going on with you. No.
No, she won't.
No. 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 No.
Right, if you don't want to talk about
well,
it,
well, just say. No, wait. Just
but
say.
But can you just tell him that you were going to start a slime shop on Etsy?
On what?
He doesn't understand.
On Etsy. It's
come here, kind of Mike. For, so I know what Etsy. What's Etsy?
At least advertise your slime shop.
Etsy is like this.
What are you gonna do? What do you want to sell for?
Oh my God! The drama.
This is drama. Wait till there. Oh. This is ridiculous. They're 9 years old.
Yeah, but they spend most of their time not about the fight, but about how they apologize. It's very micromanaged. It's very like, can I
Raina
just
went
say
back
you're
outside
being
again.
Mean or you don't sound like you're really apologizing or it's like, it's not really about the fight. It's like on their texts and stuff, it's all like.
I feel sorry.
It's all like, look, I think that was rude what you said and I'm not trying to be mean, but we, you know. Because Raina one time was like, oh God, and they were like, okay.
Come here now.
Don't say that. That sounds like you're being rude.
It's a lot of drama for a 9-year-old. Now come here and tell me about the slime thing.
Okay, so me.
Into the mic.
Me and my friend.
You can't come into my mic? Go ahead.
Your mic is, no, it's probably his boogers.
Really?
So me and my friend wanted to start a slime shop, right?
Wait, so you would make tons of slime and sell different colors, or
yes, and different. And Mason's running back.
Are they coming back here? Tell these kids.
Tell them that you're sorry and that you'll see her tomorrow. Say it's all fine.
Get these kids out of my house. Oh my God, what's?
I don't know, but the brother keeps coming back now to say he's apologizing. For, but it's not like, I think it's more like Addison tried to apologize and you didn't accept the apology. And then Raina's like, but I did accept the apology and now I said sorry. And they're like, yeah, but you didn't say it fast enough because she said it before. And then
why is there always controversy between her and that one girl?
They're all of them. They all.
No, she never has a problem with Rebecca.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. There's, don't worry. There's been fights with them too. I mean, it's like. They're always, their alliances are always changing and their best.
Huh? Come here.
So what happened? You're
starting a slime shop.
So close, slow down, slow down.
We were starting a slime shop on Instagram so we could sell different varieties of slime.
What, you mean colors? You mean different colors?
Different colors, different types.
And but does it stay slime? Like how long does it last?
If it's in a container, it'll stay slime. But if it's not, it'll harden.
Okay, what? So then you guys start making your slime.
Why is your neck all red? Slime? Why are you scratching it? Look at it. Touch your mommy. But it.
I don't know. She's
going to. Okay, so go ahead. Go ahead.
And what do you want me to talk about?
First of all, your slime, like.
Okay, so yesterday you guys made a ton of slime?
Yes, yesterday.
You had a big plate out here, like, I mean.
We made a big batch of slime, then two other different slimes.
So, and what happened to all that slime you made yesterday?
It's in my room.
How do you keep it? How do you
keep
it? All, is what color is it?
Who cares?
Okay, you know what? No one cares.
Well,
it's
yeah.
Big. What you
okay, so how much would you sell it
also,
for?
Also, how many ounces of slime do you have? About how many different varieties? And what is the cost? What is the price point?
Yeah, I mean, to make the slime, how much does it cost? Because you use a lot of ingredients. What do you use? Like glue?
I don't know. I should be getting to my homework now.
Whoa. Because I gotta get. Because I come in on this, and all I know is I see.
Well,
I
get to the drama of it.
Like,
Why are you hiding?
You're talking about like you're like. Okay, guys, today we are going to be talking about different varieties of slime.
Yes, you use my shaving cream all the time. Why do you use that?
It's me again, a slow, quiet talker. And today on the podcast, we are going to be talking about different types of slimes and how to sell them. Interesting topic, right?
Oh, it and was, the ingredients, don't forget that.
Oh, and the ingredients. I couldn't forget about that. So first what you do is you take half a teaspoon of borax and you or contact lens solution.
Talk up.
And you, no, this is quite slow talkers.
You can turn it up on that if you
okay, go ahead.
And then
quiet, slow talkers, go ahead.
And then what you do is you mix all the ingredients together and you get your sign, but you could also add color using food coloring, paint, or even some markers. And that's all we have time for today. Maybe we can have part 5 and 6 tomorrow.
Slime talk with slow talker.
Slow low talker.
Slow low talker. See you again.
Okay, why did you have a fight though?
Well, yeah, what's your drama?
Did your mom have a talk with you?
Yes.
Okay.
Somebody's mom.
I don't want to talk about it on the podcast.
Yes, I got to know what the mom said.
It's personal.
How crazy is it to have and someone
I'm not
else.
Talking about your period on the podcast.
Wow. Well, because it goes nonstop.
Is it?
Well, so does our drama.
why did you hit the table like that was a joke?
I was like, so does our drama. It goes nonstop.
Oh. But wait a second. How did someone else's mom talk to you?
Yeah, like...
Yeah.
Scolded you?
She was like, Rena, I don't... Like, she was like, you go and clean up that slime because you made it too. I never made any slime too. Just one thing.
Wait, slow down. Talk up. You got yelled at because you made a mess?
Clean up?
No. Like, first things, like, her mom asked the friend, tattletailed, and... Yeah. Her mom was like...
I tattletailed, but what was getting you in trouble?
I don't want to talk about that. I'm only giving you, like...
Okay,
this is
broad strokes. Got
yes.
it.
Yes. And so she was like...
Is broad strokes is ladies painting? Go ahead.
Richard, another great joke from Dad.
Go ahead.
Another dad joke.
Another dad joke from Dad.
All right, go ahead.
So she was like, Raina, Stop calling your friends mean words.
Was it bad? Really
no,
bad?
It wasn't like bad. I wasn't even like being rude.
You said me when you didn't say bitch.
No, I didn't say any curse words. I didn't even say like crap or all. I didn't even say stupid.
Okay.
I didn't even say.
Now we don't know what it was.
I didn't even say the C word. Okay.
Stop it.
Can you say? Can you say the word you did use?
No, I mean, I don't want to get your friends in trouble.
Can you? Please.
What?
Start. Blah, 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 blah.
Can you please start? C-U-P-S.
Cups?
Cups? Can you please start cups?
I don't know. I thought you were taking first initials.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So, okay, whatever.
Wait, what do you mean by first initials?
Look, it's like talking to two dummies. Can I ask you this? Did you make a mess of someone's house and not clean up?
No, we weren't even in the house.
You were outside, where I drove by.
The mom's issue is that you didn't
and then she was like, and then, no, it wasn't about the issue of cleaning up, but then she added on.
Oh.
She was like, now you go clean up your mess. And I'm like, in my mind, I was like, I didn't even make any slime. I was just playing with some
so
of
did
it.
You say sorry or anything?
Yeah, I was like, sorry, where should I put this? Because I was carrying in some things in. Because she was like, to me and Mason, now I want you to clean up some of this right now.
Okay. Did she make you clean her house too? Like the living room?
Her bathroom.
Yes.
You like clean your toilet? You use this toilet, now you clean it.
Did you really?
So then...
Do you have to do dishes?
I was bringing in a the cup of... activator and some glue.
Activator, that's what black people use in their hair.
Rich.
That's Richard.
It is. You're okay, go ahead.
This is what they play when kindergarteners are doing their crafts. Okay, you have to be kid friendly.
So you didn't know that our podcast is played when kindergartners do their crafts.
Oh, okay.
And instead of all those nursery rhymes, they play Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane's shitty podcast.
Oh, thank you.
Nice mouth. Kids are listening to it.
We should use that as our promo. Okay.
Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane's shitty podcast.
Hey, stop cursing. You're 9 years old, going to be 10.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Richard.
Okay, so then.
And you're 57.
Was it yelling?
No, I'm not.
59.
Then what happened? Like, when did you race out and...
So she was like, I was already like mad at her because she was like already like tattletailing and things. And then,
snitching, we call that snitching.
Snitching. Yes, she was snitching. And Richard, you interrupt one more time and you're going in the timeout chair.
Whoa, she means business.
We don't do timeout around here. That's stupid. Go ahead. Quit touching your underarms. They stink.
I'm just putting tape on them.
Go ahead. I got to hear this story. You're
so
doing good.
So then what happened was, like, her mom was like, Raina, now you stop calling my daughter a beep.
What was it, though?
I'm not going to say it on the
Did podcast. You call it? Did you say it?
What?
Did you
was
call
like
her
dum-dum or something?
No, it wasn't even dum-dum. I was, she was, Addison, I think this is what she said, because we were outside, and she was getting plastic bags. Damn it!
Oh, you like...
Don't say it to my neighbor. People might not have caught it.
Okay, well, I totally said Janice.
Okay.
Are you fighting with Janice again?
No.
So what happened?
So then Janice, this is what I think Janice did. She went up to her mom, Felicia.
Yeah.
And so Miss Felicia was, she. So this is what I think.
Miss Felicia, go ahead.
So this is what I think. You
know, where my activator at? Who got my activator? Is that what Felicia? I've been looking all over for my activator. God damn you little motherfuckers, where's my activator?
He just told her to stop cursing.
Alright, come here.
Okay, come on, get off the
Come here.
He's literally falling onto the floor.
Come here. I'll knock a little bitch out. You steal my activator. Go ahead.
So then Janice.
Yeah.
That was her name, right?
Yep.
Okay, so Janice, who's totally her name, went
to Felicia.
Went to Miss Felicia, saying, "Where's my activator at?" No, she was
That impression is lit.
Oh my God, Mom, I want to shoot you now. Huh? I want to shoot you. Okay.
Well, no, that's savage.
I'm gonna light you up.
Okay, go ahead.
Girl, keep talking.
And this is why we're living here. Okay.
Why?
Because. What, this pod, we're below the poverty line, because this podcast is us doing bad impressions of black people.
No.
And talking about kid drama.
Yeah. So what are you saying?
Kid drama.
So what are you saying, Daddy? You don't call me.
There's also curse words.
Those kindergartners. I feel bad for them.
Okay, let's go.
Anyway.
Uh-oh. More drama.
God, more drama.
Tell them it's over.
How many times has that doorbell gone to?
Excuse me. So
this is honestly, this is not uncommon, but it's uncommon.
What did they bring you?
Podcast going on.
They brought you slime.
They brought you your slime.
Don't take it out here. I don't want to see it. Close it. I don't want it to
you
get.
You know why kids love slime, right? They can't believe the way it feels.
They're like, this doesn't feel anything like an iPad.
That's another mom joke from Mom.
All right, so keep going. Your story is...
It's lit, bro. No.
So she goes to Miss Felicia and she says what?
So this is what I think she says, because we were outside, me and me.
It's where you were, where I drove by, where you were sitting.
Yes, that's where we were sitting. We were, so her, Jonah's brother, Dason, yes, okay. That's his name. Janice was went to Miss Felicia, and this is what I think she said, Raina and Dason were being rude because they said that I should something about the drama that I'm not going to say, and that they called me a drama queen or something like that. Yeah, because. I'm a perfect little angel, and you should love me. And then Miss...
Oh, Raina.
Oh, my God, but that's what she does. Her mom thinks she's a perfect little angel when she's really a perfect little devil.
No, she's your friend.
No, she isn't. I just hang out with her because there's no one else in this damn town.
Don't say that.
Oh,
she's
my
your
God.
Friend.
That's not.
Harsh
your...
words from Raina.
She's your friend, and don't say she's
Did
not.
Did you just wink at me?
No.
You were just like, she's your friend. Wink, wink. No.
She's your friend. Look, you little...
Elbow.
Little snitch. Look, you got a big pie head. She's your friend, and you know she is. You play with her all the time, so don't act like she's not your friend. That's
your
mean.
She's just having a fight right now. Just like when you have fights... When you have fights with your friends, you sometimes say mean things about them. I mean,
I bet I don't say they're not my friends.
I could just tell you some of your own drama from yesterday, where in fact that was what you were saying.
He's like, you're not my friend, mister.
You were saying, I don't care about him anyway.
No.
Yeah, he should go get his own gay brother.
What? What does that even mean?
What are you talking about?
Okay, so
did you make up?
So then the mom talks to you. Then how do you leave?
Get closer to the mic.
I was starting to walk away because I'm like, just like.
Did you clean up first?
Yeah, like the rest.
Did you make her bed?
Yes, I made her bed, cleaned the toilet, did the dishes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I even
You wash
put
her car?
Ink in the printer.
Nice.
You wash her car?
No. Hopefully, Joe didn't notice that. So then.
Ding dong. You didn't wash my car. Okay, go ahead.
So then what happened was I was leaving, and then Mason was like, wait, because I wasn't like mad at Dayson. And,
you keep messing up.
Well, I'm sorry. It's not their real names. I mean, yes, it is.
Okay, go ahead. Oh.
So what happened was, he was like, wait, I want to show you a cool hiding spot in my garage. So we did. And then he was like, you know what? I'm going to walk you home because I don't want to hang out with, Janice or, Miss Felicia because they're both stupid.
No, he didn't really say that.
Yeah,
did he?
Oh,
so then he walks over here.
So he walks.
But I think he has eyes for you, right?
No, he likes,
Don't say it.
He likes, this other kid in his class. I think it's in his class.
He doesn't have eyes for you?
No, he's a third grader. That's perverted.
Oh. Why? Because you're a fourth grader?
Yes. Girl fourth graders don't date boy third graders. That's just wrong.
You could date a fourth grader can date another fourth grader, and that's not wrong at all.
At least a fourth grade boy can date a third grade girl, but, like...
Oh my God! It's just rules.
If a fourth grade girl dates a third grade boy, or like if a
she's a predator, she's a predator.
Yeah, if a girl dates a boy in a younger grade than her, or just younger in general, mm-hmm. then like
what does that say about the girl?
That she's a
that she's a teacher.
Is it a cheat? No, it's a cougar. Yeah, they're like cougar, but also predators.
Oh my God!
So you can't like you're in fourth grade. You can't date a second grader?
Oh, God, no. That would send me to jail.
But wait.
Don't you even bring the kindergartners into this.
But what about the one...
They're listening, Richard.
What about daddy? You don't call me Richard.
Richard, don't tell... Don't you say anything about Danny. He's listening.
What about the one kid that you're kind of close with... That takes a bus. Isn't he younger than you? Somebody's brother, your friend's. Yeah.
Brother? Hell no.
What? Watch your mouth. Come to the mic.
I said hell no. What? You're the one saying, "Bring my motherfucking."
I didn't say that. I didn't curse.
Yeah, you did, and you know it. Okay, this is a podcast. This isn't like teaching like how to teach your kids. Like no. No, it's a podcast that no one listens to.
Because
this is what we're talking about. Did you just fart, Allie?
No, good.
Well, basically what happened, like what we're talking about is, it's literally like a parent dinner conversation, parent-child dinner conversation about kid drama.
But we don't have dinners.
Yeah, because we're in total poverty because this is what we talk about.
It's a vicious cycle.
All right, Scram, go take a shower and wash your underarms with a sandblaster.
Can I do a bit of my homework first?
Yes.
Go do your homework.
Okay.
And stop the cursing. Apologize.
Do all of your homework. Well, you know what? Take a bath.
Make a verbal apology on the podcast to your friends.
To your friend, yeah.
To make a verbal say, I'm sorry. Because there's always two sides, and sometimes both people are wrong and they're both right. So just
Party.
Just say you're sorry.
Dear Janice, I am truly sorry about the fight that we have been in. And tell your mother that I took the activator.
Thank you.
Do the impression again.
What?
Where am I activator?
Go to your room and do your homework before I get me a switch.
Come on.
You just keep now. Wipe that up. Wipe that up.
Oh, my God. You fell into the dog dish.
Go wipe it up. Get paper towel. No! You're a lazy little rat. Go get the paper towels.
No,
All right, can we be done? Honestly,
no, we got...
this is literally like just a cross section of our lot. Like,
what?
Like, no.
This is like a true 1 hour reality show. Like,
no, wipe it better. So somebody doesn't slip and snap their neck.
Father. She's like,
just let me have one more meal of porridge. Please,
she's Cinderella down there.
Clean over there, right there, where there's water. Yes.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Please, just one more bowl of porridge, Dad. Just a bit more.
She's
like,
doesn't
know the line, but she kind of knows it.
What, from Ola? Can I have some more, please?
A little more, please.
I kind of know the line. Really
know. Okay, all right, bye. Stram. Can we be done? This is,
we got
this is starting to be embarrassing
this
to me.
Not okay anymore.
Yeah.
All right, go do your homework. Thank you.
Okay, go.
Go,
goodbye.
Beat it.
I don't want any. Can I just sit here and listen?
No, because we're wrapping it up. We got to go do your homework.
Oh, God, she smells so bad.
I know.
Sorry.
It's Richard.
Oh, my God.
How can a kid smell that bad?
Right now.
No,
go.
Go sandblast your underarms.
Oh, my God. You're like.
You need more than a bath.
There's something wrong with you.
This right here is why we're in poverty.
Why? You keep saying that same joke.
It's not a joke anymore. It's legit true.
No,
poverty is lit. Poverty is savage.
What's lit mean?
Poverty is savage.
Legit?
AF.
Lit? Legit? Is that what lit is?
No.
What?
Lit, man. It's like great.
It's lit.
No. It's the best.
Like, why are we even talking? Why are we doing this anymore?
Poverty.
What off the chain used to mean.
You know what, listeners? You want me to tell you something? I saw our numbers. We've had 4 million downloads. 4 million downloads.
You're doing better than your favorite, than Stampy Long Nose.
4 million downloads we've had.
AFMAIL.
AFMAIL's good.
AFMAIL listens to this podcast.
Who?
AFMAIL doesn't.
These are
Can
podcasters.
Can you get her away
okay.
now?
AFMAIL's not even a podcast.
Goodbye.
Also, the only
you're ruining our lives. Do you see that? We invited you and now we can't get rid of you.
The only reason people download this is for a gag Christmas gift.
Goodbye.
Bye. Goodbye.
Good riddance.
Beat it. Beat it. So we can wrap this up like normal podcasters.
We're trying to get money. Could go behind the wall. $1.99.
Okay. You're listening to the first.
We want to get out of poverty.
You're listening to the first or second funniest comedy couple in the business.
Raina thinks we're the 18th funniest comedy couple.
I don't think there's anything.
I don't want to be. I don't want to. Let's take ourselves out of the competition.
No.
We'll never be. If someone says comedy couple, I say no thank you. I reject it. We are individuals.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. But we're also a brand.
Ugh.
Not
so
Vinny.
Gross.
Cliche,
Raina. Stop. It's like having the meanest person. Like, she's under the table just heckling us. The reason you know she's there is because it stinks.
Shut up. You stink more.
It's
just you.
Your BO is lit. It's savage AF.
All right, listen. I'm sorry I cursed. I don't want to get any emails from you like that guy again.
I don't think it's appropriate. But there were some YouTubers that got their kids taken away from them.
What happened?
They did practical jokes on them and stuff, but made them cry and everything. And then,
well, I mean, you're not making me cry here.
Yeah, obviously we've fucked you up well beyond that. We started early.
What do you mean
enough.
They had their kids taken away? What did they do?
They did practical jokes on their kids.
Like they...
Yeah.
And then... Yeah, and they were like, you know, they shot tons and tons of video of their kids, and it was like, you know, one of those channels where they try to like, and then it's like there's a lot of family, you know.
Do you ever
YouTube
see that one
channel?
You ever see that family that gets like 20 million downloads? They're so not funny. They all have dark hair and.
Oh, that's I didn't know that was a pejorative.
No, I don't know. I just see they every
they all
now
have
and
dark
then
dark hair. Ooh,
every
gross.
Now on Facebook. the husband and wife look like brother and sister almost, but they get like 30, 40 million downloads for
It's not about being funny at all.
It's horrible.
This is what people are attracted to. You need to love yourself. We're fantastic. You're a good person. I don't care if I'm a little bit this or that. That's how it is. And thanks, everybody. And you're the best. And it's like all like they're trying to do positive. We're literally the opposite of everyone on YouTube. We're bringing people down. We're like, you're a piece of shit. If you're listening to this, go kill yourself. We lose like 5 listeners every year to self-inflicted deaths.
But tell me,
we've been in at least one suicide note. That is actually true.
But they took away their kids for,
I don't know for how long, but they took them away. They were, you know,
they're
they were
abusive.
They were just shy of Balloon Boy bullshit, I guess.
Anyhow, this weekend...
It's like there's a troll under our table.
This weekend I'll be... Hey, stop it. We're wrapping
this
up.
Nobody can hear you. I
know. This weekend at the Vermont Comedy Club in Burlington, Vermont. Next week, Wednesday and Thursday, Uncle Vinny's. Friday, Saturday at the Stand. Go to richfoss.com.
And we got Skankfest coming up.
Oh, Skankfest. Would You Bang Him?
Would You Bang Him? It's a great show. It's Sunday night, the 25th. Mm. Then Monday, the 26th, we're doing your birthday roast, which is epic and off the... That is lit.
Oh, my God, Mom, stop.
That is savage AF. And
okay.
Why can't you be like TED Talks? Why can't you have smart content?
And, well...
And good content, too.
We can't. And... we're gonna that'll be streaming at some point into your home, into your house.
That something
if you want.
No one listens to this.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure out what we're doing with that roast.
And then we'll keep you posted, of course, if you go $1.99
behind the wall.
Behind the wall, we'll make sure you know all the dramas.
Can
Raina and her friends have?
Bobby has like whatever. Can you guys please?
They have, you know what the thing is? It's different, Rich. They have somebody that's fucking committed to the podcast. And you, I'm 100% not. It's like, okay, I'll come down and do it for now. I mean, somebody's posting things. They're talking about it. They're putting stuff back there.
We just put stuff back.
Not every week we're not putting pictures from the podcast. They have producers that do this shit live as they're doing it. It's just a bigger production. If you like this, which is... We're a mom and pop shop. You can buy some slime back behind the wall, and that's what we got. That's what we have to offer.
Just go behind the wall or leave us alone. Good.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.